Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DontParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, getting some laps inside a big store because it's raining outside. Try to get some steps every day. Want to bring you an interesting topic. Who hates and is against you? Hey, let's talk about this, okay? You know, the fact is, as you read the scriptures, all the prophets, priests, disciples, apostles, and Jesus were all hated. Let's talk about who hated them. First, we know the world. Matthew 10:22, Jesus says, "And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Hey, question, are you hated for Jesus' name? Think about that. We'll come back to it. Who hates and stands against you? How about the devil? 1 Peter 5:8, "Being sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Hey, do you have evil coming against you, oppressing you, trying to keep you from your mission? Or are you just walking right in line with him, and he doesn't even bother with you because you're already part of the world, you're already part of man-made churchianity, he doesn't even have to waste his time with you? So that's something to consider. How about asking yourself, is the devil, his minions, are they against you? Hey, how about this topic? Your family, brothers, sisters, parents, uncles, aunts, is your family against you? Matthew 10:21, "And the brother shall deliver up the brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise against their parents and cause them to be put to death." This is a big one. When we minister to people, them loving their family as much or more than God is always a big, big issue. And so we challenge people, have you turned away from your sinful, worldly, carnal family that wants nothing to do with the things of God to follow Christ? Or are you still holding hands in unity, still trying to find favor with family because blood means more than the Spirit of God? That's a dangerous place to be. Are you standing in the truth and then your family is standing against you? We know all about that one. How about false religion and governments? Matthew 10:17-18. "But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils. They will scourge you in the synagogues, and you shall be brought before kings and governors for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles." So once again, is the government and the religious people more so standing against you? Do you oppose those things that oppose God's word in both the government and man-made religion, pagan holidays, man-made traditions, worldliness, injustice? Are you standing against those things? In turn, are they against you? When I go out witnessing, the religious people hate me most of all. And the government officials, sometimes. Are you standing against those things? According to God's word, are you going along with them? See, the truth is, if you're not hated by these forces I've just mentioned and given you scriptures about, you're not walking in the truth. The truth isn't in you, as 1 John says. That means you're not of Christ. That means you won't receive it on Judgment Day. You won't receive your reward. You won't hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." You won't hear, "Enter into my kingdom." You'll be turned away. Let me give you one good example. Billy Graham died a couple years ago. Everybody thought he was a great man of God. You know what? Billy Graham was loved by the religious world. He was loved by the governmental world. He was loved by everyone around him. In fact, I always tell people he got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Let me ask you a question. And also, the presidents and the kings and the rulers of the world love to sit, shake his hand, lift him up. You think that would be so of Jesus Christ? How about Paul? No, I don't think so. They were hated because of their faith and allegiance to God, not bowing down to the worldliness and sinfulness about around them. See, American churchianity is compromised. It's united to all these things I just mentioned to you. even the devil in many ways, because they take on the culture, the entertainment, the sports, the dress, the actions. This is Satan's world. If you're of the world, you're of Satan. Something to consider. All these things. How about you? Are you a man pleaser? You a government pleaser? You a family pleaser? You a evil pleaser? Or are you walking in the things of God? Hey, let me encourage you. Matthew 28:20. Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you even unto the end of the world." Amen. He's with us. He's with his people if we're walking in his ways. But if we're playing favoritism, or we want to be popular, or we're compromising his word, we're just going along, we're not standing against all the evil around us and the false religion and the hypocrisy, Jesus will not be with you. He said, "You are my friend if you keep my commandments." And he also said, "His sheep," in the book of John, "are not of this world." Hey, on judgment day, favor of men is going to mean nothing. Only the favor of God will matter. What are you walking in today? Who hates you and who's standing against you? What has your faith cost you? And are you walking in his truth? Or are you compromising it to have a good life now? Don't do it. Repent and obey the gospel. Jesus shed his blood and rose again to make a way for you to find eternal life through repentance. Be born by his spirit. Then stand against all these things I talked about and endure to the end. That's the path to eternal life. Are you on it today? Hey, let me know how I can help you. We are on the gospel road, preaching and witnessing as we go. Had a great chance to witness to a ex-voodoo man today. It was awesome. God appointed. That's why we go, because we love God and we love our neighbor. Hey, check us out at don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog. Let me know how I can help you in the faith. We're making disciples, preaching the gospel, and exposing all these false ways all around us. We're here for you, and we love our neighbor. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.